This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Drunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 13, recorded on the 10th of January 2007. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. It will do this by taking a random open source project and give it a little review. I'll be drinking a Judas with this episode. It's a very new beer, a very young beer. It's from 1986, and the brewery Alkenmaas has tried to make a perfect, strong blonde beer, which is not very easy to do. This thing is really marketeer food, because it has been produced after long consumer studies, and that makes me doubt just a little bit about the spontaneity of the beer. But nevertheless, it appears to be a bittersweet beer, more bitter than sweet. It has a full body and has, of course, enjoyed the second fermentation in the bottle as well. Now, this is pretty strong. It's 8.5 percent alcohol, and you have to pour it in a dry glass, cup-shaped, and you're good to go. Let's taste it. It's not what I'm used to. It is kind of bitter, but it's nice. It has a little aftertaste. Okay, it's nice. Let's go.
Multimedia software.
MIF TV. Now, this application is really something. I will do my best to explain it to you the best I can, but there's a lot to explain. So I'll try to keep it very, very simple, keep it short, and I'll try to give you every detail that is important. What is it? It's an application that can turn your computer into a digital video recorder or even a digital multimedia home entertainment system. If you know how the TiVo works, well, this is something like it, but then completely open sourced and free to use and free to change. All you need is some hardware to record a video through. For example, a TV tuner card, or you need a PC as well, of course, and an internet connection, and you're good to go. I'll give you the description from Isaac Richards. He's the developer of the project, and he explains why he developed it. He says, I got tired of the rather low-quality cable box that AT&T Broadband provided with their digital cable service. It's slow to change channels, ridden with advertisements, and a program guide is a joke. So I figured it'd be fun to try and build a replacement. Yes, I could just have bought a TiVo, but I wanted to have more than just a PVR. I want a web browser built in, a mail client, maybe some games. Basically, I want the mythical convergence box that's been talked about for a few years now. And he was saying that in April 2002, when he started tinkering with a lot of hardware to make the MIF TV. And I'm going to try to use this software with a rather cheap Avalon 2000 Plus. So, MIF TV is nothing more than a computerized VCR, like a TiVo or a Replay. But the nice thing about it is, since it is open source, if you don't like something about it, you can just change it or let other people change it. Now, why would you use a thing like MIF TV? I got some things lined up. For example, traditional TV forces you to watch when they are broadcasting. Sure, you can program your VCR to table shows, but it's a hassle. So mostly you'll be scheduling your precious time around the timetable of a TV broadcaster. You can find shows via the EPG, the Electronic Program Guide. This really gives you a very nice way to look up shows and use them. Now, you can have everything on your hard drive with this machine. It's like a big DVD collection. Just record them and you can watch them whenever you are ready, and you don't even have to put in a DVD. You can have plugins so that they watch out for movies you select, and when they are broadcasted, they will be recorded automatically. You can skip advertisement with this thing, which is very neat. And It really has passed the sole purpose of a TV box. It has grown into a big media box where you can put in music, pictures, DVDs, CDs, etc. Everything media. But for now, let's concentrate on the TV part of the software. MythTV consists of two main applications. You've got the Myth backend and the Myth frontend. The Myth backend will handle all aspects of your TV cards and will handle all the capturing of the live TV shows. It will also get all the information about the recordings, which is very important. Once the Myth backend is started, you can use the Myth frontend to handle the user interface and the interaction between you, your remote control, and the Myth backend server. Now, when you start it up, the first thing you can do is just watch live TV. For the record, I've not been able to put up a remote control with this thing, so I'm just using an extension cord and a keyboard to watch television at my ease from the couch. But you can, if you want to, you can just program a remote control to do everything from your couch. You can simply watch TV in full screen, of course, and switch the channels, a bit like zapping from one channel to another, which you can do with your own television. But of course, there's more. In browse mode, you can browse program information and just pick the stuff you want to watch, and it will jump to the correct channel. You can adjust everything, like, for example, the volume. You can change the aspect ratio of your screen. All things via the on-screen display. And now comes the neat part. You can pause live TV. For example, somebody knocks on your door and you just hit pause, and MythTV will start to buffer the live caption to your hard drive. Well, actually, it does it already, but I'll get back to that. When you unpause the MythTV, you get back at the point where you paused it, and it will go in chase TV playback time. You will be watching a recorded stream while it is recording the rest that you would otherwise miss. This is a feature that normally is only dedicated to those expensive digital VCRs. And you have it here in MythTV. There's something else. There's the time stretch playback. You can adjust play speed. If you have a lot of shows to watch, lost a lot of time doing real live stuff, and have to catch up a lot of episodes, you can speed them up with a time stretch playback. All without changing the pitch of the audio. This is so cool. So you could watch an episode, which would take up to 50 minutes, in about half an hour, for example. You could slow it down as well. Maybe you want to watch some episodes in slow motion, just to admire the beauty of the photography or camera work. And without having some actors sound like they are in slow motion. Maybe you're just not too bright and you need some time to process all the information of a good detective episode, and you need more time. Well, you can do this, no problem. Then there is the electronic program guide. You can get more information about the show you're watching and other scheduled programs just by hitting your preferred guide button. There's concurrent channel watching, you know, the little picture in picture. So if you have multiple tuner cards, you can have a little frame that shows you a different channel, just to be sure that while you are watching the news on one channel, you're not missing out on the start of, for example, a NASCAR race on another channel. And then you get to something I like the most about this package, and those are the recording capabilities. First of all, you can record live TV while you're watching, and even hop over to other channels while it is recording in the background. You can schedule recordings, and there are different approaches to do this. You can, for example, use the electronic programming guide, and you just look via this guide at the shows and the information about them and select which ones you want recorded. This is good for day-to-day recording, for example. You can use the program finder, and here you can really look forward and catch something that is programmed next week, like all the episodes of Battlestar Galactica for the next 3 weeks. So you just go to the B, search for Battlestar Galactica, and it will show you all the channels and all the times. It will give you Battlestar Galactica, and you just go record, 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 and it will be programmed. You can do this in a custom way as well, because maybe you want to have different combinations according to your needs. And this is very useful if you have multiple tuner cards into your system. I won't go into this too much because it's rather advanced, but keep in mind that you're not bound to the EPG or the program finder. You can go completely custom with this. There are different ways of recording with MIFTV. And by default, it uses a little ring buffer. Well, a big ring buffer for the show you're merely watching. That means if you're watching a show and you decide that you want to record it entirely, so to watch it again with someone else or at another date, you can make use of the buffer so that you have a complete show anyway. Say that you're watching it for 5 minutes and you decide to keep it. Well, if you hit record, it will record the rest and make use of the ring buffer to fill the gap. Just look at the settings to make the ring buffer bigger or smaller according to your needs. Then there is also the commercial flagging. It tries to determine where commercials begin and end. And in this way, you can watch a show later without commercials or export it without commercials. This is such a big improvement of watching television. A show at least that lasts an hour could be reduced to 40 minutes due to the overhead of commercials. Afterwards, you can just go over to all your recordings and watch whatever you like when you want to. It's extremely neat that when you are browsing your recorded episodes, you can watch the little previews on the right down corner. So that gives you a visualization of what you have recorded. You can make collections of recordings. So to watch every soccer game of a season, for example, just let MIFTV record for half a year and collect them in a nice collection. You can have nice overviews of the stuff that you have not recorded yet, but that you have scheduled for recording. You can have it warn you for conflicts when you try to record two shows on the same tuner card and they overlap, for example. You can edit the recordings afterwards if you want. And then, for one of the best features of it all, you can export them as well. You can transcode it to an MP4 stream. So first, to make some space on your hard drive, because the Nupal video standard that they're using quite consumes some space. And not only can you export them to MP4 streams, but the MIF Archive feature lets you put them on DVDs. So every recording, like I said, is saved in the standard Nupal video format. And that can be adapted to the MPEG-2 file format and transformed to a DVD MPEG-2 file and then a DVD disk ISO by use of DVD offer. And then it will use K3B to burn the DVD. Now, all those things are just summed up. Normally, you would have to do them separately. You would have to install the right packages to do that. And MIF Archive will do everything for you. You just go to the right menu option and just say, I want this on a DVD. It will ask you for the DVD and it will burn it to a DVD. This is very, very nice software. If you didn't know about the existence of MIFTV, I think this last feature must have make you faint, something like that. Admit it. Now let's go even further. Let's go from DVD to MIFTV. You can use the optical discs menu to import a DVD. You can rip your DVDs. And then you can do everything you want with them. MIFTV will even contact the Internet Movie Database to retrieve info about a DVD and import a nice album cover, for example. And that is just for the video. Want to manage your pictures with MIFTV? Well, you perfectly can. You can point the gallery module to your pictures, or even small videos taken with a digital camera. And MIFTV will generate thumbnails, which you can use to browse your pictures with, and folders of pictures, completely at your ease. And for the real geeks amongst you, you can even Telnet to the MIFTV port and control it from there with little Telnet commands. I must be doing something wrong because I tried it and can make a connection via Telnet, no problem. But my commands go up into thin air, so I must have set it up poorly. And there are a lot of themes. You can completely skin your MIFTV environment. I prefer the blue theme instead of the brown one. And so we just took the blue one. And you can even download a lot of themes that people made. There are a ton of plugins you can use. And I'm just going to sum up some of the plugins that are used with MIFTV. I'm just going to sum them up. I don't think I have to give a description because it would take too much time and because the names of the plugins really speak for themselves. Here we go. MIF Archive. We discussed that. MIF Browser. You can browse with it. MIF DVD. MIF Flix. MIF Gallery. MIF Music. MIF News. MIF Phone. MIF Video. MIF Weather. MIF Web. Those were the official ones. Now head over to the unofficial plugins on the site of MIF TV, but they're not official. MIF Mail, MIF Recipe, MIF Karaoke, MIF FM, MIF Stream, MIF Calendar, MIF TiVo, MIF Burn UI, Torrentocracy, MIF Channels, MIF Roast, MIF Burn, MIF Stream TV, MIF Web RSS, TV Wish, NUF Export, NUF to AV, MIF Recording Extender, MIF to iPod, MIF Radio Podcast, MIF Helper, DS MIF, WinMIF, Tapeworm, MIF TV Player, Remote, MIF Growl, it's insane. Now you can even go beyond the normal use of MIF TV. You can add more video capture cards, for example. You can add more storage. You could need terabytes of storage, maybe. You can add more front-end machines. For example, I used it on my Debian machine, but I installed a front-end on my macOS X and used just the front-end from another machine. You can have additional back-end machines, so you can capture even more video at the same time. I can imagine that MIF TV, even for business use, could mean something if you add enough servers to it. For example, media and news companies could use this to record everything and have it there when people really need it. Okay, now the installation of MIF TV. I remember 2 years ago I tried to install MIF TV. I horribly failed. I horribly lost 2 days of work to do so. And now I must say it really got very, very intuitive and very, very easy to do so. Still, you have to tinker with some things to get it nicely working, but it's okay. You don't need very, very pricey hardware to do this. It's enough you have a tuner card in your PC, you have a 256 megabytes, preferably 512. You need at least 1500 megahertz CPU for non-hardware MPEG tuner cards, or at least 800 megahertz CPU for hardware MPEG tuner cards. Now, don't go too low on the specs because you will be frustrated. Don't take an old Pentium 3 off the shelf that you're not using anymore and try to install it as an MIF TV box. You need something that really can process your video, that really can respond swiftly. Otherwise, it will just be a painful experience. Now, the installing of the software is pretty simple. The first thing you need is a MySQL server. It's a, if you don't know, it's a database server. It's completely free. It's open source as well. It's comparable to the strength of Oracle. But luckily, most Linux distributions let you install this very easily. For example, on Debian, you just do an apt-get install MySQL server and it will install it immediately. MIF TV can be installed via the apt-get system on Debian as well. So I did everything via the repository of Debian. There's a link on sourcetrunk.com where it is explained how you can do this. I'm not going to explain it here because it's pretty big. And you have to log out of your X Windows environment to operate as a MIF TV user to do this setup. So that are things that you really have to read on before you can do this. But once it is installed, it is working completely out of the box and it will do everything really completely automatically, as well as updating the TV channel information. I had to tinker a bit with that because the Belgian channels are not by default included in the package. It says it does, but it doesn't work out of the box. So I had to use something like a Pi TV Grab, which can export the channel database in an XML. Then you use the XML to fill your MIF database with the MIF fill database program, and it will get all the channel information into your database. Now, this is huge. When you watch the lists of programs and movies that appear as a sort of debug info from MIFFIL database program, one discovers new content from the same cable distribution you've been using for years. It's really insane. I admit the XML TV stuff and the PyTV grab stuff is not for everyone. And by the way, not everybody should do this. Only when MIFFIL database doesn't work out of the box. But you can, if you like, buy a pre-built MIF TV box for your country. In Belgium, I've seen a lot of companies offer pre-built MIF TV Linux systems, but then you have to make sure that you can count on support when something breaks, because when you buy something like that, it's because you don't know how to build it, and then it can get really hairy in there. As an example, I must have done something wrong because the user MIF database in my MySQL database could not connect. I had to change the password in the server and on the front ends to get it working, and that's not something everybody will do. Now, if you want to go really easy on yourself, you can just download some live CDs. For example, there is KnopMIF, and KnopMIF will not only start a Linux distribution with MIF TV frontend and backend completely configured and installed, but you can use that as a base to install MIF TV on your hard drive. There is MIFDora, for example, and that is the first MIF TV distribution with MIF TV 0.20, that's the latest one, and it's based on Fedora Core 5. This will immediately install itself, so you can't use it as a live CD. There you have to use KnopMIF. There is the MIF TV Xbox. You can use, there's a MiniMIF as well. You'll find a lot of them on the MIF TV website. So, are you still with me? Are you still listening? Because I know, it's a lot. There's really a lot, and there's even more to MIF TV than I can cram into this little podcast. I had like 3 pages of installation tips completely ready to give to you, but I'm already at 20 minutes, and I will lose you completely in all the details. I'm just figuring that out myself now. It's insane what I've written down here. It's too much. So luckily, the documentation on miftv.org is extremely well done. They have a wiki as well, where if you want to, you can participate with, and it's extremely well organized and extremely well worked out. So you don't need me to tell you how to install your MIF TV. Really not. You can do this completely by yourself. I'm not making it easy on myself. It's the truth. I had marked some negative aspects, but those are really small things, some little stuff that annoyed me. I'm not even going to discuss it, because to conclude, MIF TV is the software package that I've been searching for a long time, that I've been wanting a long time, because that's what I want with my TV. I just want to tell it that it has to record all those shows I really like. It just has to put them on a hard drive, ready for me to look whenever I want. No hassle with tape drives, no hassle with commercials and things. Well, it just does that. There are no negative aspects. Well, yeah, there are some bugs, but I don't even want to go there. Okay, the author is Isaac Richards, and he's not the only one working on the project, but he is the sole inventor and he is the main developer. Some tips. Make sure that your TV card works before installing MIF TV. Myself, I have a very rusty Hercules Smart TV card, and it took me ages to get the configuration in modprobe.d good. Now, when it works, it works. I've tested it with ZAW TV or KDE TV first, and then you can go and move on to MIF TV. As I said, don't use all spare hardware. It'll be frustrating. Decoding and encoding takes a lot of CPU power. Disks are heavily pounced on, so don't try it. As I said, for Debian users as well, there is a nice entry in the wiki of MIF TV how you can install it via the repository. Availability, it's available for everything POSIX, Linux, I think BSD as well, because I had it running, or I tried to have it running on a FreeBSD 2 years ago. There is no backend for the macOS X operating system, but there is a frontend, which I'm using as well. And there is a frontend for Windows as well. That is WinMyth. Also, all the links are on sourcetrunk.com. The latest release is at 0.20. According to Freshmeat, it's at 0.17. So somebody really should update the information on Freshmeat, because the latest update is of 2005. And in September 2006, I think the latest release has been released. You can get it from mifftv.org, and the license is GNU General Public License. Now, how to support it? I haven't found a thing to support this thing. One would think that the author must be able to make some deals with hardware companies, all in the spirit of open source, or am I just being naive? Because the market of PVRs is really big business. Look at the recently released Apple TV, just a few days old. And MIFTV is, in my opinion, the only package which lets you, unrestrained, do what you like with your TV content. It's really a beauty. Many thanks to the developer for this wonderful product. And my apologies to the developer as well if this review is not complete or if it is very chaotic. His product has really such a vast number of features, plugins, spin-off projects, that it's really difficult to cram it all in 20 minutes. I hope I at least sparked your interest just a little bit to discover MIFTV for yourself if you haven't done so already. Check it out. Okay, I have some listener feedback. I got a mail from Antonio Diaz. He's the developer of DD Rescue. Remember, the program that will let you recover a lot of your information off a failed drive. I stated that DD Rescue will try continuously until it gives up and pass over to the next block if it doesn't succeed on one block. Now, that is the way the Garloff's DD Rescue work, the other DD underscore rescue. DD Rescue of Dias is more clever. It never retries a sector before trying the whole disk, because continuously retrying will damage the drive even more, and that should be the last thing to do. Another thing I got wrong is I stated it as a little C program, and again, that is Garloff's DD Rescue. GNU DD Rescue is C++. Well, you can say tomato, but C and C++ for developers, there's a huge difference. So DD Rescue, C++. I said as well that you can run it in reverse mode, start bottom to top. And no, GNU DD Rescue keeps an internal log of tried sectors to try them again later and trims every error area reading backwards. But you can't globally get it to run backwards. So I got those three, in his words, minor errors. I think they are quite substantially errors. So hereby the corrections, and thank again for a great program, because I've got another failed drive and I've got another a bunch of system files I could recover with DD Rescue. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's wrap it up. Some of you may ask yourself how the MP3.org project is going. I said I was going to transform my 70 gig collection of MP3s to org, and really, I haven't reached to that point yet, because have a heart, my server collapsed a second time in a row. Yes, the second failed hard drive. And I always use scraps for hard drives that I recover, but this time was just once too many, and I just bought myself two new 320 gigabyte hard drives ready to go. So normally next episode or the episode later, I will have everything in org. Leave your comments on sourcetrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcetrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Wake Up by Michael Gomez. Thanks for your time and good hunting.
I wake up around 3, head pounding, I take a look around me. I'm surrounding myself with negativity, and it's sounding like I will never breathe. And I'm drowning, the bills don't wanna leave. I hate purpose.
working, but cash I must achieve. With snakes lurking, no time for my family. My soul's hurting, this ain't my destiny. That's for certain, there's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up. What is love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
I need to wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, I'm losing my sanity. Wake up, got the one that can save me. Wake up, I gotta get my life together now.
I look around, all I see are snakes, and they lie, steal, hate, cheat. I know it, everybody knows it. See their face and they're up to no good. Cause they lie, steal, hate, cheat. I know it, everybody knows it.
I ask God humbly, make me a servant. I ask for mercy, I don't deserve it. Cause thoughts I'm a slave to all perverted, and cash is my idol. I need to change, I'm always chasing that money that people will kill for that money. There's never enough of that money. There's nothing but misery. There's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up. What is love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
I need to wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, I'm losing my sanity. Wake up, got the one that can save me. Wake up,
got a new whip, I need another one. I just got a new crib, I need a bigger one. I just got a new job, I need a better one. I just got 10 G's, already spent it doing what I gotta do to eat. It's all a game as I'm walking down the street. Things are the same, same song and the same beat. On the radio,
news and misery.
On the TV, there's nothing but emptiness in the world, only God can fill me up. What is love, but the temptations are strong. I need to pray, if you wanna change the path you're on, then say,
wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up, cause money ain't everything. Wake up, all I do is drink all day now. Wake up, I gotta do it for my family. Wake up, I forgot what's important now. Wake up.